Blog Talk Radio.
Crazy love. Every morning, every night, you're at the KKMT Radio Network with the Dr. Rock and Professor K. You know what we do every Friday? We do our thing on the show called Computer Love, because we're talking about cyberspace dating. We're talking about romance and relationships. We're just talking about it. Hey, I'm glad you guys came here again. You could be anywhere, and you chose to be here with the doctor and the old Professor K there. So we want to definitely accept the fact that, you got to be, at least kind of backing the doctor up a little bit on this one. Sorry about that technical difficulty in the beginning there. We've been having some niches with this new software. We have a new switchboard, and the phone system seems to be kind of out of whack. I'm going to make sure that, let me see if I can get my producer in. Can you hear me there, Professor K? Okay, well, maybe I'm just talking to myself. Professor K, let's see, 410, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, nobody. Can you hear me? Hello?
I can hear you.
Okay, thank you. I'm trying to figure out where my illustrious producer is. I'm glad he's there, though, but I was explaining to everybody we've been having some technical difficulties. We have a brand new switchboard, and it's kind of out of whack if the program is not synced with the phone lines here, but we're going to move forward on this thing, guys. We've got a hot, provocative show for you guys, as usual. It's called Psycho Chicks and the Men That Love Them. That's right, the doctor said it, Psycho Chick. Now, you know the chick. You got a friend like that, I'm sure. I do. But, you know, everybody got issues. I got some psycho friends that are males, too, guys. So don't call the doctor with that male bashing, with that female bashing thing. I don't want to hear it. Anyway, description of it says, I love to hate him, and he knows it. Sometimes it makes our relationship stronger, and sometimes it makes it volatile. So why are we still together, my friends ask? Well, again, I tell them, I just love to hate him. You probably think this show is about makeup sex, but nah, that's not the case, guys. This show is about that phenomenon called the emotional eruptions that are out of control when we try to, you know, get back into reality and calm the storm and find our way back to a love. Sometimes you got to go all the way from one extreme to the other one for some people to fathom the fact that you're in love with them. That's what this is all about. You know, unfortunately, those are extremes. They're on two opposite ends. They're diametrically opposed, but they are exactly what they are, a love thing. So what we're going to be talking about tonight is that phenomenon called the emotional eruptions that happen in a love triangle or in just a love duo or just in people that are extreme. I mean, you ever ran across a couple that, you know, they argue constantly, but, you know, they stay together. Some kind of way it makes them strong. I think what we're going to suggest here is that possibly, you know, in the end, people say we've been through so much. Why should we even separate? Because you got to go through something to get somewhere. And some people enjoy going through things, and they enjoy the strife. So let's just try to, I don't know, my producer, if he's there or not. He's still not there. He's whipping up something in the background there, guys. Okay, I think. Well, it's 804 is there, and that's 798. 804-798. What you doing online?
I was just listening. I don't know if this fits the parameters of what you're talking about, but I haven't met this woman, but I came into contact with her. She has a Blog Talk radio program, and she was mentioned that she was holding a place of unconditional love in her heart for the world, and that touched me because my wife of 35 and a half years passed about 4 years ago, and she taught me that.
Sorry to hear that.
I'm sorry?
No, we're sorry to hear that. Go ahead.
Yes, well, she is still with me in spirit, and she just transitioned, but she did teach me the most important lesson we're all here to learn, and that is unconditional love. So I extended it to this woman, and she accepted, and things were going nicely and our communications, but suddenly things from her end were less communicative, and then she was telling me about a lover that she had that was screaming at her. I said, well, don't let him do that to you or whatever, and then it just got choppy, and then she started saying things that weren't true about I never met her physically, but she's telling me I'm putting everything on her body, and I said, no, it's a body-mind-spirit connection, and, you know,
putting everything on her body? You were concentrating more on her physically than you were
emotionally? That's what
she's
trying to say, yes, but that's not the case, because I'm trying to empower her, because she's got a beautiful message for mankind, all about love, and actually, too, I'm standing in my own truth. And as now the communication seems to have stopped, it hasn't been totally broken, but I came across something on the internet that fascinated me, and it really fits her description to a T. Evidently, she's a full-blown female narcissist. And now I'm a little concerned if communications come back, how to handle it.
Right, yeah. Well, let me ask you this. How long have you guys been communicating?
Since the beginning of April.
Okay, so just recently, this year, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me ask you this. You seem like a very knowledgeable and mature man. I just want you to go off your senses.
Uh-huh.
What do you feel when you talk to this person?
Well, you know, initially I was feeling a bliss because it was all related to... She teaches a course in miracles, and she's a very in and out of different dimensions at higher levels than most people and stuff, and it's
right.
all about the
Spiritual.
Love with her, and that's what she talks about. But behind the scenes, she's a totally different person. She's had 3 marriages and I guess a couple of affairs, and the one that I was telling about that was screaming at her in the car is a student that she had in one of her courses, and evidently this she's still sleeping with him as she's interacting with me, which is fine. I said if I could heal that relationship and let you have a wonderful life, I still would work with you on the things that we're trying to do to help mankind. So I don't know. I think I just came with too much too fast, and she got out of whack a little bit, and then is trying to turn it back on me with her problems because
yeah.
she told me a little bit further on that this guy's still interacting with her and now calling her demon and Satan and all kinds of stuff. So it's really getting kind of wacky, and then she's trying to turn it on me with this body thing, which is totally untrue. And now... Let me say this.
You must be a doctor yourself because you answered your own question. I think you know exactly
what
I researched it.
So, I mean,
exactly.
that's what has to be done when you're in a situation like that. I also wanted to extend to the utmost to know, even though I didn't do anything in my heart, if somehow I might be able to fix it. But when I saw this narcissistic stuff, I said, whoa. There's no way I can fix that unless she gets professional help. So now
I have to deal with it on her own.
She has to deal with it, exactly.
Yeah. But I think she has she's found a friend. I'm not going to make any suggestions. Let me just say this. How about we just play this thing by ear for a minute?
All right.
You know, just see where it goes. You know, give it another 60 days and just kind of take a very passive approach to the whole thing. And let's just see what happens. She's going to either swing towards you or she's going to hang by her own rope because I think you're a good man.
Well, I've gotten messages. I know I am, and all I was trying to do is be helpful and nice to her. And that's where, because I have things that I've given her information on that she could try and make things funny for me in certain ways. And
okay.
That's what I have to be careful of. I have her in check if she tries to do that, but if I intertwine in the future, that's where I have to really watch myself because she seems quite a manipulator.
Be safe in cyberspace. Don't give me your social security number, whatever you do.
Oh, no, I'm savvy to all that stuff.
I understand what you're saying. But, yeah, I think sometimes as we open up in a relationship, we tend to, we want to reveal more. The issue is to become totally transparent. But you have to make sure that that person is on the same page.
That's exactly right. You know, that it's funny you should mention that because initially in our conversation, she's in Florida, I'm in Virginia. She was going to come and visit me, but it didn't work out. And so further down, I thought, well, maybe I'll go visit her and started setting up accommodations for myself and then told her as soon as I did, she put up boundaries, said, that's crossing a personal boundary, no way. So I backed right off.
Yeah, that's a red flag.
Yes, I backed right off it and I said, no, forget it. You know, I didn't know. I mean, I thought that I could just visit you and see your eye to eye and discuss some business
right.
and clear up the communications. But as
right.
soon as she got that upset about it, I said, forget it. You know, it's finished.
Yeah.
And then,
let me say this. She may be in her own realm. And
right, she
any,
is.
Yeah, any attempt to invade that intimate space, she becomes very aggressive or at least assertive.
That's exactly
also,
right. You nailed it perfectly, yes.
And you're just going to have to take that laid-back approach. And, you know, she says, well, why haven't you called me? I said, well, I was just waiting for you to call me. I don't want to be overbearing
with this.
Well, she
cut the communication further on when she told me that this other student was still bothering her and calling her all kinds of demonic names and things. I said, well, look, there's something wrong there. I would keep a log and maybe even mention it to the authorities because that's mentally imbalanced. And then she turns it on me as if I'm putting her into some kind of fear. And I said, not at all. I said, I'm just mirroring back what you're telling me.
Right.
And that's what she didn't like.
Yeah, again, I mean, Dr. Rock is not, this is a no-sexist zone. And I tell both of my callers, both genders, be safe in cyberspace.
Right.
You know, people have to be things that they're not. You have to take your time at all costs. Protect yourself.
Right.
And go very slow with this. And just kind of, you know, let's just kind of see what happens before you, decide to take it any further. And I think it'll probably be better for the both of you.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, I think it'd be probably best that the cords are cut and I'll just, she can do her thing, I'll do mine, I'll say prayers
right.
for her.
But I mean, let's do it indirectly, maybe. You know, I don't think if we come at her too strong, we might just create more rebuttal and more, you know.
Well, that's what exactly I'm afraid of. So, I mean, it's up to her. If she contacts me, I'll just be very gentle and not, I'll just say,
right.
well, and try and calm her, but not get involved with her.
Yeah, I think she might be looking for that confrontational exit, and you want to avoid that at all costs. Never, you know, if you have to, if she goes on tirade.
Yes, you're right. I feel like she's baiting me for something like that.
Yeah, exactly. And if she does, you know, you have to maintain control. Let her do the tirade, put the phone on speaker, put it down, let her get it out of her chest, off her chest, and then when she comes back, be as calm as you are now. And
right.
I think she'll eventually, time heals all. She'll get the hint, you'll be safe, and you can move forward without any repercussions, and so can she.
The saddest part is that it would have been beautiful with truth and love coming together, but I also read that, you know, she's all about love, and I'm loving, but I have truth also, and I stand in my truth. And I learned that actually truth is more important than love.
Touché. We were talking about that a couple of shows ago. You have to be able to be transparent. You have to present yourself to your partner totally transparent, willing to tell, willing to answer all the questions, and to reveal everything. But now it takes some time to get there. Don't go there the first couple of weeks.
Right.
You know, get to know that person. Make sure you make some contacts. Make sure you guys are on the same kind of page, same wavelength, before you just leap into this cyberspace thing again, because it can be very dangerous.
Right, exactly. Well, I'm glad
you
keep bringing up the cyberspace because there's so many hookups going on, and who knows what's happening with these things. And
there's some positive things. I think the last statistic stated that 50% of the marriages that occurred in the last 5 years were marriages that were connected through cyber dating.
Oh, okay.
So it's a good thing. Yeah, it's a good thing, but we still, I just want everybody to protect because you have the ability to hide behind a screen.
Right.
In cyberspace and to be somebody that you're not. As you've recently found out that this lady projected one image, yet in her realistic
that's another point that you're just hitting on because she has some pictures. And then when she kept saying it wasn't about the body, she put up another picture on the internet, which shows her at a whole different bodysuit and a different age.
yeah, you might have run into a cyberspace player. She may have some tricks.
That appears to be, yes.
She may have some tricks. So, again, we appreciate you calling. We want you to be safe, though, by all costs. At all costs, protect yourself
And oh, no,
nice.
I'm fully aware.
I don't ever think it's never necessary to be ugly with people in cyberspace. You can just kind of I call it let them melt away. The Dr. Rock says in time they'll just melt away out of your life.
Oh, exactly right. Yes, no,
and you'll be all right.
I feel sorry for her, though. I wish her the best.
Oh, no. We appreciate you calling in. I'm not even sure how you got here, but we appreciate it. And, you know, again, just be safe and take your time. I think you got it all together. But, you know, if you put your heart out there sometimes, you got to put it out there with Teflon.
Well, I do that. I've done it all my life, and I've been screwed over so many times in business and whatever, but it doesn't stop me from trying because – eventually I will find the right connection. I mean, I found it once with my Earth Angel wife, and there are good people out there. It's just a question of the timing, and if the good Lord wants it, it'll happen.
And let's put it out there like that. She lost out. It's
well,
just like,
I
you know, when you lose a job and they say, well, he got fired. The job is the one that lost out, not me.
There you go.
Yeah, she lost out on a good friend. And possibly a good mate.
That's true.
Sometimes we learn from our mistakes, and sometimes we continue down that road called life, making mistake after mistake after mistake.
Right.
So we're going to ask you to hold on, we'll get you
the time very much. And God bless you for your wonderful work.
Thank you, sir. 832-207. We were talking about crazy love, but that was a very good example of what goes on in cyberspace, guys. Very good example. People are not always who they project themselves to be, and that's why the doctor prescribes the 90-day rule. I know you guys heard me say that before. The 90-day rule states don't even attempt to see that person or even contact them physically until at least 90 days. You should be able to contact that person via the phone, internet, or whatever, and have an open relationship with that person long before you guys actually see each other because, again, there's so many games out there in cyberspace, guys. There's so many people, and both can be victims. Men can be victims, and so can the ladies. Again, this is a no-sexist zone, Dr. Rock's Computer Love. We're not trying to tell anybody to hurt anybody. We're saying be safe in cyberspace because you got to protect you, and nobody's going to do that better for you than you. But that was a great call. And even after all the technical difficulties, we had a very sincere call from a gentleman. And, I mean, we're really appreciative of that because that's what we need. We need to see these examples. But, again, I think maybe even his comments were very apropos since our topic is psycho chicks and the men that love them. I think I want to get him back right quick. Hold on, everybody. Hold on, 804. Let me see if I can get you back on the line.
All right.
4798. I'm sorry, yes, sir.
Yes,
our topic tonight
back.
Is psycho chicks and the men that love them.
Right.
And I just after I said the second part of that subject, you know, let me ask you this. What attracted you to her?
Well, right off the bat, the fact that she was holding a place of unconditional love in her heart for the world. And
agape love. Okay.
Yes. And, you know, she teaches A Course in Miracles. And she's a beautiful teacher physically, as you know, from the pictures. And also
from the pictures you received anyway, huh?
And the message is beautiful too, but
right.
But when I listen, there's something that should have clued me in too, because we all have a God spark within us, but she presents herself as God,
right?
Ooh. And it's her world. You're in her world. Because she's mirroring people into her world to satisfy or project whatever her thoughts are back to her.
Right, yeah. Now, we're not going to go biblical, but, you know, Beelzebub himself was an angel, a most beautiful angel.
Oh, that's what I was going to get to with her eventually.
Yeah,
because,
and most endeared by God himself.
You know,
remember the story?
Yeah. And I think we have a guy, Lucifer, thought he was better than God, and...
Well, Beelzebub and Lucifer are one and the same. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly right. So that's where I don't even know where she's going with that. So, again, I always say we're all...
Is she from Louisiana?
We all have a God
that's
spark
roots.
In us. But, I don't assume to be God or anything. I feel I'm a vessel that God can work through.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm just a man. you know,
exactly
on my planet,
right.
on this planet, doing what I can do. And I'm not trying to be anybody's victim.
And nobody's
again,
better than anyone else either, no matter if they're a billionaire,
yeah.
they're equal, they all go to the bathroom the same way or whatever. And it was
exactly.
funny, years ago I functioned with a sole proprietorship as an international marketing consultant, and I was interacting with a billionaire who called the house, and my wife answered the phone, and I was changing clothes. I was in my underwear, actually. I took the call. Everything went beautifully. I said to my wife, remind me from now on, whenever a billionaire calls, to make sure I'm in my underwear so we're on equal footing.
Whatever it takes, huh?
Exactly.
Hey, you know, I mean, if it works for you, hey, you didn't have one of those two-way visible phones, did you?
No, this is back in the
80s. Okay, good. I don't even want them
because I think they're more trouble than they're worth. I mean, I think there's a certain Congressman Wiener that can tell you about that.
Exactly. Don't go anywhere. I want to get a female perspective on this. Let's see if we can bring in 410. That's 410-493. A unique twist on the old topic tonight here. 804 has got a unique situation going on there. I hope you were listening. 410-493, chime in. What do you think about it?
Well, it's interesting, I'll say that. And
very much so.
I actually have a question for the gentleman.
Okay, go ahead. I think we can hear you.
Yeah, because it sounds like she fits the description, you know, of that person who seemingly does that love-hate thing. However, what I'm not getting, and the question I have for the gentleman is, what is it that keeps him connected? What is it that keeps him coming back, seeing
that she continues
to do this? I mean, is he at all offended or hurt by what she's done, or does he negate all of that for some image he's placed in his mind?
Yeah, that was my approach, you know, psycho chicks, but the second part is, and the men that love him. Did you hear her, 804?
Yes, I did, and that's a very good question because initially, you know, things were very blissful and happy, but I was leaving some phone messages, and she doesn't like, she likes to make phone calls at the spur of the moment, and, you know, I'm trying to interact with her on some business things, too, so I had left a number of messages, and someone else who I was in touch with that she knew about, she sent an email to that person telling me that I was leaving all these messages and that she prefers email and this and that. And she knows that I didn't do emails.
Mm-hmm.
So that really, it was like a knife in my heart. Why couldn't she pick up the telephone and talk to me instead of sending somebody else an email telling me not to leave as many messages or whatever? So, you know,
that's right.
She was being elusive. And so that was a red flag, and it hurt me deeply because but I thought maybe it will pass. And actually, I was trying to come on strong as far as business things to prove myself to her that I can do a lot as a creative, intelligent force in her life. But it might have been just too much too fast, which I would agree that was the case. Now, as it progressed a little bit further, that's when a few weeks went by, and she's telling me that she's sleeping with this ex-lover or whatever it is. The situation may still be ongoing, for all I know, and that he was screaming at her. And that's when I told her he should not be doing that. And so,
you know what?
I'm sorry?
Let's let 410 chime in right quick. Go ahead, 410.
No, I was going to say it sounds to me as if you have such strong feelings for this woman that it does not matter what she does, you're not going anywhere. Do you like that?
Well, again, it's tied in with the spiritual aspect and the business aspects, and then the physical, too. But the physical I left totally in her hands, and she knew that right from the start. And I reinforced that all the way through. So now she wants to turn and twist that and make that the priority in her mind against me at this stage of the game, and it's totally false. And I left a phone message related to that, and that's how things sit in the silence right now.
Okay, 410.
So,
again.
So if you,
I mean,
yeah.
Go ahead.
So if you never hear from this woman again, is that okay with you?
At this point, yes. After I discovered what I did about the personality of her being a narcissist, now I'm even more concerned that if I ever interacted with her again, it could be very dangerous for me.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
And he also stated something about divulging some very pertinent information that she would possibly use against him. Speak on that, 410.
All right. This is a whole blockbuster
hold on
movie there. I hope to see develop someday.
All right. Hold on a second. Let's get a female. I want to try to maybe get you some insight from a female perspective on this. 410, 493, go ahead.
Well, I guess the only thing I can say is that having given information that now has you feeling uncomfortable speaks to some level of trust you must have engaged with that individual. And having trust is a key element to making yourself vulnerable to someone because of how you feel about them. So ultimately, if you feel trustworthy of someone and you allow them to have the opportunity to have control, then you've given way to them where do you hold on to the feeling or do you let it go? Listening to the gentleman, it sounds like even with him saying if she never calls again, he's okay with it, I still believe, or it sounds to me that because of the faith, the trust that he has in her, because of, you know, his feelings, because of how good she looks to him, because of all these things, that ultimately she still can be that woman that hates him, and he still will be that man that seemingly has some love for her, where he's defining it not in loving her, but in still being connected because of how he feels with business and all these other elements. Ultimately, it's about staying connected. So the topic talks about the men that love these women, that love to hate them. It's like
whole
description he just gave speaks to the total example of what that message is.
Yes. You're talking about apropos, guy. I mean, I'm not even sure where you came from, 804, but this is so appropriate, the topic, sir. And,
well, I'm
divinely
guided to things, and that's part of my truth, too. I am very spiritual, and I
can feel that.
Yes, and other people do, too, believe me. And my wife watches out for me, too, but I'm no dummy, let's put it this way. And not only do I stand on my truth, I'm an expert in what I term creative utilization of information. And years ago in the early 80s, I was actually written up in a front page Wall Street Journal article where I exposed a former federal government bureaucrat for fraud. I believe he was a CIA operative, and at the time he was engaged to the daughter of Jim Wright. Now, Jim Wright went on to become the Speaker of the House. That article put him in the spotlight. I was interviewed by a bureau chief from another newspaper who dogged Mr. Wright until eventually he resigned the speaker position in shame. The whole article came about from one short memo that had been sent to me that I activated when I saw things weren't quite right. So I am very careful, and I will put myself out there in business or anywhere in a total trust way just to prove where I'm coming from. But as I do that, I'm totally observant and taking in every little facet of things. As I said, I watched, it really was a blow to me to see that she would send an email saying I was leaving. Why couldn't she pick up the phone and talk to me? So that's definitely a red flag. So then I'm watching even closer every conversation, how things drift here and there and whatever. So this, I watched this progress. And then when I discovered what I did as far as the – I was just totally blown away because she fit it to a T of a narcissist.
I hate to say it. This is so apropos, the subject matter for tonight. It is, like, frightening. And let me do this. And that love-hate concept, that 410 spoke on is, again, these things are fitting together very well. The emotional eruptions, you may not have them, but she might. Her lack of control, that narcissistic approach or attitude that she possesses, you know, if they're selfish and it's about them, that's a red flag that I tell everybody to be aware of, because relationships are all about us and not about me or you. You know, we have to see that, and everybody's not really prepared to be in a relationship. And then in today's exaggerated social opinionated order, everybody has a different definition of the same thing. So that relationship that you were looking for, her definition was something totally different.
Well, you know how I look at it at this point? I came with pure love, and her love is
right.
A deceptive love. And in addition to pure love, I brought my truth with me, and that overpowered her, and she came out of the woodwork and showed what she was all about.
I'm going to say you're fighting her off. You know, you ever seen that same Lucifer guy who's exposed to too much light? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's where it gets scary.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know how much time we have left for the show, but now the young lady on 410 asked a very pertinent question. What was the information that I thought that she might be able to do something with? And that relates to a prior residence. I'm a senior citizen disabled. I'm in an independent apartment building. And in the residence that I was in prior to where I am now, when I first moved there, I noticed I didn't feel right. I have a heightened awareness, and I can sense things, and I've had paranormal encounters as well as UFO and near death. So I'm a little bit more unusual than most people. And with my heightened awareness, and I've had experiences that I can't get into too much detail because of time constraints. But to make a long story short, on the day I moved in, there were a group of women sitting in the lobby area, and when we broke for lunch, the movers were mentioning that they overheard these women questioning if I had a two-bedroom apartment because of the amount of furniture I had. They said, well, as you go by, just mention that you're just the first truck. You wonder where he's going to put the second and third. At least that'll give him something to talk about. Within a couple of months of my being there, overnight I heard that there had been a fisticuffs between three women. They were rolling around on the floor. These are women in their 70s and 80s in a fight. And the police actually responded to this. Two of the women took the other one to court. And when I heard the story, the other one that they took to court was a nonsense. Nobody had anything. Nobody was really hurt. But the two that took the other one, that one decided to move from the building. And her name was Ann. That's my wife's name. And
okay.
I approached her and I said, I heard this story, and she pushed one of these women. That's how the whole thing started. But they were telling lies about her. And I said, Ann, you did the wrong thing by pushing someone. Don't ever do that. But don't either let anybody force you to leave here if you don't want to. If I can help you, come to me. If you want to stay here, if you have a problem, just come to me anytime and I'll intercede on your behalf. She did choose to relocate, and I got a bead on these women. They were in the lobby area from early in the morning and into the night, and they would be friendly and interact with everybody. It was like running a gauntlet. You couldn't do anything except to go by them. So what their game plan was, they would extract bits and pieces of information from you as you came and went, and then they would twist it and tell lies and play games with people's lives. Now, one of the women, the core gossiper, was pretty sinister, and she had a son who was a sergeant on the police force. Another one claimed she had been a police woman, had a gun and a permit to carry one, and actually threatened people and got away with it because she had some kind of Alzheimer's and stuff. I tried to work with the building management to alert them as to what was going on, and they couldn't deal with it. They had a change in management, so I also interacted with the new management, totally unsuccessful. Just prior to the Christmas of 2008, I wrote a horrible article related to karma. I put in the article, I didn't wish anyone any harm. I'm not going to mention any names, even though you've already slandered me. But I pinpointed things about the individuals, and I gave a copy of the article to the building manager. without my knowledge, she gave it to her boss, who called the police to speak with me about the content of the article. And I answered all their questions to their satisfaction. They shook hands and wished me the very best. The gossiper saw the police come to talk to me. Within a couple of days, they got two weak-minded women, one of whom was a reverend who I trusted, and another younger woman. And I was asleep in my bed on January 3rd, 2009. The police came and knocked on my door and arrested me from my bed. And I've never been arrested for anything in my life. I cooperated fully. It was even a woman arresting police officer. I put into her hands memos and documents from this reverend who I trusted. She refused to look at it. They took me, my illnesses and stuff, all this stress could have actually killed me. I just put myself immediately in God's hands. I forgave
That's
everybody.
Right.
I said, they don't know what they're doing, whatever. So here's where miracles start happening. I got a court-appointed attorney who happened to be a retired major general from the Army National Guard and used to have a huge law practice. The first thing he said to me when I came at his office is, what the heck did they even arrest you for? I said, I think it's evil trying to throw me off my path, but it won't. On the day of the hearing...
Hold on a second, 804. Hold on.
Right?
I think 410 wants to respond. Go ahead, 410.
No, I was trying to find out, was one of those women the lady that is having the love-hate relationship with him? Is that
I'm going to get to that in a minute. This is getting very interesting because on the day of the hearing,
question.
The prosecutor came
asked,
to... I'm sorry?
Hold on, 804. 410
right.
asked, was one of the participants in this geriatric gangster move, is that one of your lady that you're having the issue with?
No, that's why I'm going to get to that, but I have to finish this little piece.
Okay,
off.
We only got so much time. Get to it right quick.
All right. Okay, so the prosecutor saw the information that I given to the policewoman. He dropped the arrest and all charges, but to save face, I had to agree to restraining orders that these two women would be able to have against me for the period of 2 years. They were claiming that I had been stalking them and they had feared their lives for the period of 2 months, which were total lies. And I nailed the reverend on paper. She actually perjured herself. I don't have the resources to follow up on that, but someday that may happen. But in any event, one of the women, the younger one, her name was Joanne. The one in Florida, she's not only a reverend, but her name is Joanne.
Please, yeah, don't say any names. Don't say any names, please.
I'm not saying the last name. That's all I'm saying.
I know, but don't even say the first name.
Right.
Go ahead. Yeah, go ahead. Okay. Well, that's all that is traumatic, you know, but I can tell this, that you're a strong man.
Well,
I mean,
I've been through so many things, and
yeah,
that's where my faith comes in, and that's why I'm able to stand in my truth. And as I speak with you, I'm a Vietnam-era veteran, and I live in Hanover County, which is where Patrick Henry grew up, and I feel just like him. I regret that I have but one life to give to my country, and I'm watching my country fall apart at the seams, and it doesn't have to if we can just come together in unity and learn that there's new paradigms that we can institute, as well as we're still trying to correct the ones that are broken and continue to break. We can do new things at the same time, but nobody wants to do that.
Well, there's a lot of things that come to play before people can come together. As we always say on Computer Love, communication is a very difficult thing. And then once we get beyond that, we get into opinions. We get into character. We get into integrity. We get into the ability to trust. There's so many, a myriad of factors that come into play when you interact with people and try to complete a task. It becomes bigger than the task itself. Again, I tell people a lot of times, managing... working on a job, the problem is not, you know, doing the job. It's managing those interpersonal relationships. And that is the same situation we have in life. So we're gonna ask that you definitely, you know, keep us informed as to how you're doing. But we're going to definitely suggest that you be safe in cyberspace. And we appreciate you calling, okay, 804?
Okay, thank you very much. I hope that the other people will benefit from my experience.
I truly think that they will.
Thank you again.
Thank you again, sir.
Wonderful weekend. God bless.
Okay, 410, let's talk about this. 832-207. You got some insight on this one? Was this just thrown into the pocket or what?
No, we didn't pay him to come on or anything.
Exactly. We did not pay this. I mean,
He found the show and, you know, he was willing to share his story.
He was so sincere in what he was saying is that, you know, it really touched my heart because what we're afraid of is that very thing in cyberspace, guys. Those players out there, those users that are looking for victims, that are looking for the people with the good heart, that they can run through like a Mack truck with no brakes. Go ahead.
And that's the one thing that sometimes we touch on. I mean, we have a few requirements here. Like I said, it's a no sexist zone. You know, come with some facts, and also be willing to look at both sides. And too often a situation where men aren't looked at as potential victims, irrespective of how strong we may be. I mean, the gentleman, he was describing his background, and he said he's given to his country in terms of, you know, service and things like that. I mean, but you still have people out there who are still trying to take advantage of people on both sides, male or female. And it's just a matter of within our society, we tend to overlook the prospect of female being perpetrator and male being potential victim or potential target. Because usually it's laughed off. If a woman trying to take advantage of a man, it's usually laughed off. It's not taken as seriously. But the inverse of that, when a man is trying to take advantage of a woman, they'll call for, pardon my language, but they'll call for his head on a plate, probably both of them.
Yeah, and then he got caught up into the civil suit kind of a situation. That could have very easily gotten ugly and cost him some money, and I'm sure a lot of things were misconstrued, but I know you had some things for us, 832. We're going to probably take this subject a little bit lighter, and yet destiny and fate took us in a totally different direction, and we're glad that it happened. Again, this is the advent of technology allows these type of things to happen, guys. And again, tomorrow, somebody, 50 to 100 people are going to listen to this show. And, you know, they may be thrown off because, again, we were going to take this very light. I think my producer had some information and some skits and stuff that we were going to do. But when 804 came on and he was so sincere, you know, we had to deal with this situation. And, again, we don't prove to be, you know, therapists or to be professionals in the field of therapy. We're just about relationships and relating. And our callers, myself and my callers, we offer you our advice. And we tell you to take it with a grain of salt and do your own research. Find out for yourself. But we always advocate some very stern things, like my producer said. Be safe in cyberspace. We exist today in a computer love and a no-sexist zone. We don't blame each other. And the, number three, that 90-day rule. Take at least 90 days. You know what? You can take 90 days and it might not work. But at least, I mean, whatever happened to consummating a friendship, 410? Whatever happened to, I mean, I was just talking to some friends today in a relationship that was torn asunder by, you know, gossip and rumor, and everybody's mad at each other, and they want to hurt each other. I want to beat you to the bank. You know, whatever happened, that's how that, I don't know if that's a love, hate, but it is, because it always starts off as love, and then it gets to hate, like, real quick. What takes us to that hate mode, 410-493? What takes us to the point where we want to hurt the ones that we say we love?
Insecurity.
Yeah.
I think insecurity is a big key to all of that, because our insecurity can then project for us images in our own minds. Mind you, I said in our own minds that actually have nothing to fuel them other than ourselves. We can look at things and see a perspective that isn't necessarily real. We don't even give an opportunity or a chance to find out or, you know, fact line, so to speak. We kind of move through our emotions based on the perception we have, and all of it's fueled by some misrepresentation or misinterpretation or lack of communication.
Deep. Well put, too. 713-397, if you want to chime in, just hit the number one on your phone. I'm not sure if you're listening or if you want to chime in. I'm not going to apologize for the direction the show took. Again, I want to thank 804 for being so genuine and heartfelt emotionally about his situation. So we just want to make sure that people understand this, again, is the vehicle that allows us to do this, guys. That is so fascinating, that the advent of this technology and, you know, this the union between BTR and Dr. Rock, and yet it will allow these type of situations to be out there globally for people to listen to and to learn from. And you can't beat that. I mean, this is the most powerful vehicle. I mean, this vehicle is phenomenal. And it amazes me every day. And as my producers say, I want you to co-sign that with A32. Did we set that up?
No, not at all.
You know, I mean, the doctor is blown away by this. And again, I'm hoping that other callers will be able to listen, other listeners, guests, will be able to listen to this show tomorrow, or 20 minutes after we shut down. You can archive this show and listen to it at www.blogtalkradio.com/KKMT radio. You can, you know, listen to it for yourself and dissect it. And again, we're just happy to be here and to be a vehicle for these type of conversations and this type of interaction. So, I mean, you know, guys, this is, again, something that was totally out of pocket, and it caught us off guard. But, you know, we were able to facilitate this type of communication, and I know firmly in my heart that tomorrow someone will be blessed by this. The topic, of course, will probably get them to click on, but once they listen to the conversation, I think that they'll definitely be blessed by just going down this path and maybe understanding or attempting to understand that this is what's going on in cyberspace, this is what's going on in relationships, and you got to protect your heart. But that doesn't mean that you have to hurt somebody else. That's what the doctor wants to say. I want you to protect yourself in cyberspace. I want you to be free to love, but I don't want you to be vicious or malicious and go after anybody else, because there's no love in that, guys. You know, it's just not. You know, I guarantee you, love does exist. The doctor knows that. Somewhere out there, there is that beautiful woman or that handsome gentleman that you're looking for that's going to have a tender heart, that's going to be sensitive enough to accept you as you are, and to be willing to grow with you and become, you know, that power team that you want to be. You have to be prepared. When that entity approaches you, you have to be ready. The doctor always states that the best way to find the best person for you is to be the best person that you can be. And you guys will immediately be attracted to each other, even if it starts with a phone call at the office that's very unassuming and innocent. It could blossom into something earth-shaking and literally life-changing for you. Destiny? Hey, come on, guys. You know how to spell it. Nobody knows except the man who wrote it, the G to the O to the D. But you also got to be worthy of that destiny. You have to walk the path, and you got to go through something. I think 804, I want to put this one out. Maybe you're going through some things to get to somewhere. We all do. That's what this whole life cycle is about. But I think in the end, you'll get to that point, and you'll get your reward. The doctor believes in that. Let's get some closing thoughts on that, guys. 410-493. We only got about 6 or 7 minutes. Just kind of give us an overview or a spill. You really gave us some knowledge today from a female perspective, and we appreciate that. What do you just kind of close us with that love hate kind of thing?
Let's see, love hate. Okay, how about this one? Because of love, I can hate what you do and still love who you are. So, in spite of the character of the person, the heart speaks louder, and therefore I'm still able to continue in the relationship because the love that exudes.
Deep. Love drowns out the logic, guys. Mm. It really does. It'll drown out all that, everything that's telling you that this ain't good for you. That love thing will drown it out. So you have to be, you know, it's beautiful to be caught up and to be in love. It really is, guys. But we don't want anybody to be a victim. Dr. Rock is not promoting that. Don't be a victim in any relationship. What we want you to do is to be safe in cyberspace, take care of yourself, and we're going to see you guys on Computer Love next Friday, 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. And you know how we do it. Let love fill in the blanks.